The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Thursday that feels a lot like Friday. But if it were Friday, Dom, the Broadfest would be fully kicked off here in the Madison area.
Oh, is that this weekend?
We're just celebrating a happy hour at this point. Oh, yeah, man. My son has been looking forward to going to the Quiet Riot concert for like the last 6 months since they announced the band Quiet Riot, the Saturday night headliner at Broadfest this year. They've also got the Village People playing this weekend, but I'm going to Quiet Riot. It's going to be 1981 all over again. Ma, 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 we're all crazy now. Apparently,
1983, Metal Health. Apparently, according to TheVogue.com, I recall this. That's why I had to quick look it up. That album displaced Michael Jackson's Thriller on the charts, at least for a short time. I remember when that came out, Bang Your Head. I was 12 years old. Metal Health would drive you mad. Good stuff.
I guess I was 13 because I'm your older by a year. You know, our
You're
mutual birthday month just around the corner, Tom.
Oh, I know, man.
My son graduates on June 1st, which will kick off a spirited summer of partying. And June 12th, my birthday, but I'll be celebrating earlier than that because I figure you have the 14th, so I'm giving you the later birthday weekend just to grab the whole weekend, whatever you need to do. And I have booked some concert tickets of my own, Dom. Snoop Dogg at the Potawatomi on June 15th. And I got to tell you, not the cheapest ticket I've ever purchased. First event, like $4,000 in the venue space.
And this is a new venue at Pato, right? This is the new and improved, built this thing. Yeah, yeah.
I've never been there before for a Snoop Dogg concert. In the new venue space, first concert, still going to have that new concert smell.
For one night. And after that, it's going to smell like a skunk orgy.
Do you think there will be copious amounts of cannabis smoked in
last
the Potawatomi?
Last time I saw Snoop Dogg was at the Riverside in Milwaukee, and there was copious weed smoking going on inside. Absolutely. I mean, it's like going to a Willie Nelson concert. It's like, it's almost, it has to happen. That's what happens at a Snoop Dogg concert.
Willie Nelson played Madison last Saturday night, Bree Stevens Field, I believe. A lot of people went to that one. I did not. Although I'm a big fan of Willie's, I just didn't know he was coming to town, man. So many concerts. You're my concert go-to guy, Dom. But why I bring this up, it's not just to be self-indulgent on a day when we're being a little self-indulgent. It's because the U.S. and states have sued to break up Ticketmaster, parent company Live Nation. And Live Nation, between Ticketmaster and Live Nation, and that's the same corporation. They merged their agendas about a
decade
ago.
Live Nation is what, like the parent organization, yeah.
But Live Nation owns a lot of the venue spaces. So they have great influence over the acts. If you want to play a Live Nation venue, well, you better let Ticketmaster sell your tickets. See how that works? By the way, our Barrymore Theater event, no cost to you. If you're feeling broke, come on down. Just be a good friend.
Oh, you got to get more details out than that.
June 27th, Barrymore Theater. No Ticketmaster involved. No ticket required. You just show up. Bring cash because they prefer cash. They do have a ATM machine. Still call them time machines. They have an ATM machine. So you can get cash, but you got to use cash. That's the preference. They're cardless at the Barrymore Theater. I like that because that makes them keep the money in the neighborhood. And it makes it harder on the taxing authority, right?
You can take it, put it in a duffel bag, and take it out of the neighborhood, man. That's what cash finds a way.
So there will be no required charge at the Barrymore Theater. We're going to do what we do, just perhaps.
Why are we doing it? Why are we going to the Barrymore Theater? Not just to have drinks with some friends, man. What's the point?
Well, that was really the biggest part, was to commiserate with the audience. People have been hounding me on the social medias and stuff, but then we got an excuse.
Yes.
Presidential debate, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, the only debate they might get around to. I mean, someone could be dead by the second debate. You never can tell. Actuarial tables being what they are. The second debate's in September. I got no idea what September brings. But I can tell you, on June 27th, we're going to be throwing a hell of a pre-debate party, and you can come, and it won't cost you anything, and party with hundreds of your friends. Hundreds of your friends. And the devil's advocates. And we will bring friends. Maggie Dawn, she's already on the guest list. I have put some invitations out, or at least I have good intent to do so. It's early. You were the latest confirmation. I needed you. I needed to at least know if you were showing up in the
time. Crudy, I saw Snoop Dogg. Must have been like 2016, the Puff Puff Pass Tour, Part 2, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Warren G, man. Oh, man, it was good stuff. And everybody was smoking inside. But I think, you know, this is part of the Riverside.
That's a little disrespectful to the venue, I'm just saying. Outdoor venue, no problem with copious cannabis smoking. But what? I went to the Kohl Center for Dave Matthews Band. And then I just felt envious because I was the only guy that wasn't smoking weed in the concert.
Whoa, what are you thinking?
Indoor venue, man.
What?
If I come over to your house, I'm not going to smoke a joint in your house. I'm not going to.
We went to college together, Crudy. The only rule we had was most of the time there was no cigarette smoking inside the house.
I recall.
Bob late at night would break the rule, but usually that was very well respected. That cigarette smoke, nasty. That glorious, freedom-loving weed smell? Oh, so good.
But when it's a joint, it gets, oh, no. Burnt joint? No, that's not a good smell. Like, really? At the end?
I almost remember every single morning coming downstairs in college, you were lighting up the roaches that were left in the ashtray, man, before you went off to whatever it is you did in the morning at college. You didn't seem to mind the smoke then, man.
Well, I would wash my hands because I didn't like that smell on them. It's a different sort of smell.
And yeah, the smell of free weed is different than the smell of weed you actually purchased yourself.
Well, man, let me get up.
Come on. You know, I'm just saying, if you roll a tight fatty at the end of the night and take a 3 or 4 puffs out of it, not necessarily a roach, man. It's like a full on joint. Just, you know, crack the cap open.
Yeah, but you took my baggie to roll it.
Got to pay rent, man.
844-967-2789. Dom, let's get to some of this coverage before somebody cracks down on this fine product. The U.S. government filed a sweeping antitrust lawsuit Thursday against Live Nation Entertainment, the parent company of Ticketmaster. I say suck it, Ticketmaster, seeking to break up the conglomerate over allegations it has amassed and abused unrivaled power in the ticketing and concert industries. Do you have any doubt anyone that likes going to concerts? Now, the landmark case, joined by 30 state and district attorney generals, could dramatically reshape an ecosystem that has long sparked outrage from artists and fans alike. We're both sides of that equation, aren't we, Dom?
Yes.
Whose frustrations erupted in 2022 when high fees and site outages disrupted early sale. And you know it's serious when the Swifties are offended, Dom.
Oh,
of
goodness.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
Go?
I've not yet. I'm hoping to catch the second leg of the world tour, perhaps. Live Nation is an entertainment titan. It is a concert promoter, artist manager, venue owner, and ticket seller and reseller, constituting a sprawling empire that its executives publicly herald as the largest live entertainment company in the world. Last year alone, the company produced, these are enormous numbers. The company produced 50,000 concerts and other musical events and sold over 620 million tickets globally, as it boasted to its investors in April. That's a lot of tickets, 620 million. Just in the junk fees they charged, they got billions there, Dom.
Curdy, but the U.S. government contends that Live Nation's vast power and reach have afforded it unfair advantages over competitors, allowing the company to evolve into an illegal and harmful monopolist with the power to box out rivals, reduce consumer choices, and raise ticket prices. It is time to break it up. Attorney General Merrick Garland said at the news conference on Thursday, state and federal officials allege that Live Nation threatens to retaliate against performance venues unless they agree to use the company's Ticketmaster services. Otherwise, these venue operators risk losing access to popular Live Nation managed performances and tours, an unfavorable ultimatum, according to the government, that has allowed Ticketmaster to lock up more than 70% of sales at major concert venues. To further entrench its dominance, Live Nation also targets artists. Performers at times must use Live Nation's tour promotional services, or they cannot perform at company-operated venues, the complaint alleges. Live Nation owns or controls 265 concert venues in North America, including 60 of the top 100 amphitheaters in the United States, according to government estimates. State and federal antitrust watchdogs contend these arrangements have ultimately restricted artists, arrested the growth of competing ticket services, imposed higher costs on audience members who face a Ticketmaster tax, quote-unquote, in the form of steep and endless fees, charged Jonathan Cantor, who oversees the antitrust for the Justice Department. Some monopolies are just so entrenched and some problems so difficult to address that they require decisive and effective solutions.
D, you're stepping on the Snoop Dogg.
Laid back.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. A little laid back for a Thursday. It feels like a Friday. It is a happier, happy hour when you participate. Early grievances. And what do you think? Ticketmaster, this big monopoly, and Live Nation. Have you ever been scroogied by the Errors Tour or any other tour? I'd like to hear your concert stories. The good ones only. Keep them FCC compliant. You know, but right on the edge.
844-967-2789. Listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines. Tell us your ticket stories. 844-967-2789. Quiet Riot coming to Bratfest in Madison. Where are you going to go, man? You
already got
your tickets? Yeah. How did you get your tickets?
You basically just go pay attendance at Bratfest. You get a wristband or something. I believe. I don't even know if you have to pay.
But using Ticketmaster, though.
I'm not. No. No Ticketmaster. Maybe.
Where's Rocker, man? We got to be asking Rocker these things.
Where is Rocker? Rocker.
Rocker, man.
844-967-2789. We did get a text in. I am monitoring the text line, unlike Dominic. Here are a few of the texts. Jeff from Shorewood said, I bought tickets for Morrissey at the Riverside at $250 per ticket, was $780 with fees. Then he canceled. And then Jeff says, I got all my money back. Well, that's better than having a canceled airline flight. Here's a travel voucher for a free suitcase upgrade the next time you take United. Another texter says, I bought a ticket for a Live Nation event, and the fees alone nearly doubled the price. I planned to go with a friend, but didn't want to pay four times the listed cost. I only pay those kind of fees when I go to Dom concerts.
There's the Dominic fee, just for the record. I mean, if I'm the one responsible for the tickets, there's probably going to be an upcharge. Just saying.
A texter tells me.
And handling, you know how it is. That's where you make the real money.
Bratfest is free, a few of the texters telling me. I didn't think there was a charge. I mean, I'll bring cash. I'll be ready. But I will eat my weight in brats. I guarantee you that.
Shows I purchased for tickets at Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, which is part of the Pabst Theater Group, locally owned. They got a bunch of venues here. And we actually have not just Pottawatomie, the casino, having their venue. They've also, talking about the Pabst Theater Group, opened up a couple new ones as well. Smaller venues, but great intimate type show places. Anyway, the tickets I purchased were from AXS.com. They do not use Pabst, at least at the Riverside, does not use Ticketmaster.
Well, that's good to know. We've seen enough Ticketmaster events, though. Damn, Red Hot Chili Peppers, they've done Ticketmaster, haven't they? Those are usually anything to do with Summerfest. Is that Ticketmaster? Scratching your nose. That doesn't tell me anything.
Yes, it is.
Rich says yes.
Yeah. Rich is an old rock jack.
Oh, yeah.
If you get your ticket, you can get into the venue then, right? You can get into Summerfest with an amphitheater ticket.
Correct. So if you buy, for the amphitheater, you get in for everything.
Gotcha. All right.
And Bratfest is free, but you're expected to eat your weight in brats. That's your contribution. Right. Now, I've done the volunteering at the Bratfest. Others had said, I've volunteered there in the past. Well, I volunteered there in the past, just not this year.
Gave it the office, man.
Well, last year, my contribution is taking my son on the spectrum to the concert. And he's, not been to a lot of big, loud musical concerts. And last year it was Slaughter, Up All Night, Sleep All Day.
Fly to the Angel, baby.
And his next year, his junior year roommate, Jack H., over at Edgewood, they're going together. They're Jack's of a heavy metal dude.
Yeah, my man.
My two last year was the year of the concert for the Crudy family. We saw great concerts last year. I mean, all over the country, we saw concerts. This year, I've got three shows planned so far. Other than the fine show with the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, June 27th. No Ticketmaster or ticket required. But the Snoop Dogg told you about that at the Pottawatomie, and they were not cheap tickets. When you first logged in that day, you could get like $89 tickets, but that was standing room only. That's like in the back, no assigned seat. I'm not doing it that way.
Blow up that day and the first time that early, those tickets became available. Yeah.
I could not buy tickets. They went on sale on like Friday at noon. I even set an alarm just to remind myself, hey, get your Snoop tickets if you want to party on your birthday weekend. So I set the alarm. 2 hours later, I could finally get on the website. I'd walked away after like 15 minutes, totally impatient.
Now, it was not Ticketmaster? Was it a different? How was your?
Direct through the Pottawatomie, but I don't know if they use a third-party provider. But I think the tickets were about $150 each, and there were some charges. I think it was $386 out the door, but at least they got seats. But the VIP, $300 a pop plus whatever charges were going on top of that.
If you're that close, they'll pass the bottle of Hennessy.
I couldn't leave Mrs. Crudy at home and just take myself to the concert, but I couldn't reconcile spending that kind of money for two of us. So seated, but not VIP seated, if you know what I mean. 844-967-2789. Let's hear from others while there's still a little bit of time in this segment. Troy from Mount Horeb. Okay, concert stories for Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Good, good. I just went to Willie Nelson, too, and I just decided to go the same day because, like you, I hadn't heard he was going to be there until the day of. I'm like, if I get home in time, because I drive truck, if I get home in time, I'm going to go. And I scalped the scalper. I got $250 tickets for $50.
Nice.
Nice. Well done.
And Troy, how was the concert? How was 91, 92-year-old Willie Nelson?
He was great. He only played for like an hour. And I went to see him in Milwaukee the next night. and she called it a no BS concert, which is true. He sat down, he played his songs. He got done, he didn't even say goodbye. He grabbed a bunch of headbands, threw them out in the crowd, and and walked off. And we're all like, is that it?
Like an Irish goodbye. There was no encore. You didn't cheer loud enough, yeah. Troy.
But it was really great just being able to see him.
Yeah.
And you know, he was one of those bucket list guys that I gotta see him. I'm not a big country fan, but he's just one of those bucket list guys you gotta go see.
Troy, am I gonna see you at?
I'm glad I did it.
Am I gonna see you on the Metal Health tour at Broadfest this weekend? Quiet Riot.
You might. I gotta work Saturday because I took Wednesday off. But if I get home in time, probably, because I'd love to go see him.
I'll be the chubby guy in back eating the brats. Hope to see you there. Come on back. More Devils Have gets a happier Thursday that feels like a Friday happy hour. We're rolling through it.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Thursday edition feels like a Friday because we're off on Friday. See you back here live on Tuesday with some of the best damn Devil's Advocate show ever playing out ever. On Friday and Monday. But still, time to participate. We're talking about the Live Nation, the Department of Justice. Merrick Garland says, break him up! You know, he's such an attack dog, that Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
So Live Nation will probably remain intact forever, judging on his prior success.
I don't think, 3-4 years, we'll see what happens.
844-967-2789. We are enjoying your concert stories. Did you get stuck paying too much for tickets? Did you have a hell of a good time? Did you go to Willie Nelson the other night it was?
The junk fees thing. Oh, the junk fees. Yep. You splice it out and you itemize a bunch of random fees for whatever your justification is. I don't see it as any worse than my freaking cell phone bill or the cable bill. I mean, everyone's got all these here's your rating, here's the this tax and that tax and the convenience fee for da 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 da. At the end of the day, isn't it just the
bottom
line dollar?
Wait, you've been flying Spirit Airlines?
I mean, if, right, check that bag, $50. What? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if there's a $150 ticket and $30 in quote-unquote junk fees, right, would you feel better if you just paid $180 for the ticket?
Maybe if they'd stop sticking around like that.
What's the difference to it?
My psyche.
Literally. Come on, man.
Because presumably there's a certain amount of that ticket price that's being allocated to the artist, the venue, and then Ticketmaster's just jamming on a whole nother set of fees on top. But for what?
Okay.
For what? Printing what? A ticket for us? For the convenience of $40. Here's your ticket. Thank you. I mean, that's what they did. They gave me a printable copy. $40 per ticket. $160 for four of them. I mean, it gets a little pricey. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a rich guy like you, Don.
I get it. But again, I just want to be clear. If they didn't do that and added on to the baseline of the ticket, now would it matter to you? The bottom line number still remains the bottom line number. Now, that being said, are you now also suggesting that you should have input onto how this entity of Ticketmaster, in this case, divides up and pays out their, you know, their overhead and their artists and whatever the case is? Do you even care?
Only if they are a monopoly and they so dominate the industry that they can basically set whatever junk fees they want to. And that's why the DOJ and 30 attorney general's offices are stepping into Daydom. Because it ain't fair.
The Obama administration allowed the merger to happen in the first place, man.
What could possibly go wrong? Like, who could have foreseen creating this massive monopoly wouldn't be good for the consumer, let's just say. Now, if you got the means,
I just want to be clear. So we're worried about the consumer. That's our criteria here?
Well, it's the entire industry that's being dominated by this one monopolistic player. If you talk about threatening the artist and they can't play your venues, if they don't use your tickets, you know what I mean? You start being able to dominate every aspect of the industry. Well, where's the competitiveness if Ticketmaster / Live Nation can dominate what venues you can play, what tickets you can sell, what prices, what junk fees? They're running your concert. If you're a performing artist, they've got all the say. You don't have enough clout. I mean, maybe Beyonce's got enough clout, but nobody else has enough clout to dictate to ticket, well, Taylor Swift.
See what I'm saying? I mean, you don't have to engage. I mean, and again, I'm not against this action by the government to break up monopolies. I, as a consumer and as a fan of going to live shows, and you know, it's that time of year. And then the Midwest, when the summer rolls around, Milwaukee is the city of festivals. There's so much music here; it is fantastic. So, but that being said, 70% of the market is not a monopoly, and yeah, when you have the ability,
70% of the entire industry is not a monopoly. What are you talking about?
If you own the venue, Crudy, can't you dictate who comes into your place, man? It's your house.
When you own the ticketing, the venue, the bands, the production, the management of the bands, you own every aspect of the industry, dude. Don't act like that's not a monopoly. So 70% of the industry, one corporation?
Access, man. You know what I'm saying? This is
you sound like the mob rationalizing why it is I should pay the protection to you, because it's the same racket Ticketmaster's got going on.
And listen, I'm just telling you, these are some glorious windows you have here. And it'd be a terrible shame if they were broken. And if you buy your insurance from me, I guarantee you they will not break. And if they do break, I will replace them and I will find the bastard that broke them. But if you don't buy my insurance, I cannot guarantee that your windows will not break.
844-967-2789. Mike from Spring Green. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, you know, hi, how's it going? Everything, not just tickets, but cell phones and everything else, why are they allowed to say, oh, well, the ticket's only, you know, $29.95, and then later then they hit you with everything else? I went to a place looking at a phone one time, and it was like $29.95 a month. I thought, well, that's better than what I'm paying. By the time right. I walked out of there, it was $97 a month by the time it was all added up with all the fees.
Right, but you knew it was $97 a month, Mike, before you bought it. Now, maybe they got you in the door on the $30 a month, but by the time you signed the dotted line, you knew it was $90, and you still did it.
Well,
who's responsible for that? Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No, I did
right.
not do
well,
it.
They lost the customer then.
But I mean, when you're buying a ticket, why don't they just say, you know, for everything involved, it's going to be $150, period. Not $79, then plus everything else that they add on. Why don't they just say, it's $150 and all paid and done?
Because the artist is only paid on the ticket price, right? If the ticket's $30, the band, the public speaker, whatever it is you're paying, the comedian, they only get paid against the ticket price. And then Ticketmaster adds on their guaranteed profit. So they get profit whether or not you sell out the venue. I mean, come on. It's they win no matter what. Heads they win, tails you lose. Michael?
Any other thoughts, Mike? All right.
I think we lost him.
844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, this is a little tangent, not directly applied, but I figured, you know, this is your grievance day, so I thought I could just
right.
sort of take
Go
it
ahead,
in a different
sister.
Way. It has a little bit of math in it, so it might be worthwhile. It's just a little thought piece as we head into our weekend here, Memorial Day and all. And it was a poll that was done by The Guardian, and it was looking at the what people's feelings are, whether they think we are in recession or not. And as you all know, both of you, you're smart about economics, there is a definition of what a recession is. It's two or more quarters where you have negative gross domestic product, right?
Contraction.
Inflation. Contraction, right. 56% of people polled in this Guardian poll felt that the United States is in recession, even though there have been seven straight quarters of positive GDP growth. 49% of the Americans polled felt that the stock market was down year to date. The stock market is up by 12%. And here's the one that really kicked me. 49% of the people polled felt that unemployment was at a 50-year high. As you will know, unemployment is at a 50-year low. We haven't seen these numbers since 1960. So I don't know, maybe it fits in with what you got going in terms of what's really going on and what do people really know or think about what's going on. Although, sadly, these are all statistics you can Google pretty darn easily, but apparently not. So it's this interesting thing of people feel that they're in a recession when there are so many markers, including the first one, which is, you know, two or more quarters being in contraction, and we don't have that. We have instead positive GDP growth. Golly, what do we do with that? Do we run billboards that say, really, it's okay, and here are the statistics? Well, I mean, I don't know what we do.
So you're not going to change people's minds with facts, Joe. They feel like we're in a recession, right? That's what they hear around the water cooler. They're doing okay, but they hear we're in a recession.
Even though the stats definitely say seven quarters of positive gross domestic product. I don't know. What do we do when facts are out the window, you know, and that it just doesn't seem to matter? Anyway, a thought piece for the Memorial weekend. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
Well, Joe, we take a long weekend. We go to a Quiet Riot concert. We go to a Brewer game. We honor the fallen dead because that is the meaning of Memorial Day, Jeff. And, you know, then we come back and we do it again on Monday. I fought with my 17-year-old, and he's a pretty smart kid. He just took AP macro and microeconomics. I never even took an economics class. I took one business class, and that was just by happens chance. You know, I never took the formal business learning stuff.
Never had one lesson.
This kid has taken the classes, but we're fighting about the Federal Reserve. And he's like, well, had lunch with him because the power was out. But we're fighting about the inflation rate. And he said, well, the inflation rate's 3.8%, Dad. I said, yeah, corporations have really done well on their bottom lines. Because I continue to point out to my very thoughtful son, this is a greed-driven component. And the Federal Reserve further sticking it to the American consumer by increasing the interest rates really doesn't incentivize the greedy corporations with record profits to do anything different. They're doing just fine for cash, Federal Reserve. You know what I mean? They don't need to borrow when their bottom line is billions. So I think it's time that the Federal Reserve start considering lowering the interest rates. Not because we have zero inflation. We're not there. But it's not us. It's the monopolies. It's Ticketmaster putting the junk fees on. It's the grocery. I mean, if it's a monopoly in the grocery industry, I mean, there's like 5-6 corporations nationally that put everything on the grocery store shelves, process all the meat, own all the stores. And those are definitely monopolies. And you're saying 70% of the marketplace owned by Ticketmaster Live Nation? That's not enough monopoly for you? What, should it be 99.9?
Yes. I mean, it'd be higher than 70. Yes, absolutely. Let me ask you the flip side. What's the lowest percentage of a marketplace in your mind for, quote unquote, a monopoly definition?
The lowest percentage? If you had three or four companies in a singular industry that controlled the price everyone's paying. Let's call it the grocery store industry.
No, as a percentage. It doesn't matter.
25%. If you have, you know, I don't mean 25% is the biggest one in the industry and they're all 4% and 3% and 2% from there. I'm saying if you've got three or four companies at 25% ownership each of the industry, if you basically have four companies that own the entire grocery store industry, what do you know? You got about 30% inflation on your grocery bill because they are profiting. And they're all basically uniformly saying, this is how we do it. Didn't the realtors just get sued for this? Didn't they have to change their business model? Because they basically colluded as an industry and said, it's the way it's always been. We're going to make X amount of profit on you. It's not negotiable. Well, that was monopolistic. And the National Realtor Association just made a huge settlement. Ticketmaster, now under heat, well, Live Nation under heat from the Department of Justice and 30 state attorney generals. Dom, these are monopolies. 70% is an enormous monopoly in an industry. Yes, Who else even competes?
Most recently approved by and debated over
a decade ago.
Yes.
But now we've seen the results, and it's time to break it down. Take it down. Break it up. Like the Baby Bells, right? Ma Bell got too big. They got broken up. We've done this in history. This is not the first time the nation ever had a monopoly. We used to have the Trust Busters. Now we got Joe Biden and Ticketmaster.
Merrick Garland.
Taking all our concert money. 844-967-2789. Still time for your calls today, but you better hurry up. Crudy's been monopolizing all the time around here. 844.
70% of the time.
96 party.
And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day, of the week. If you have any grievances or have a concert story or want to tell us about your Bon Jovi experience, you can call us at 844-967-2789.
Check. Check, check. My grievance is a Bon Jovi concert experience. Dom, you talked me into this one. We had like fourth row at Bon Jovi. You had me paying scalper prices.
I mean, we went to a broker. I prefer the term broker. You could say scalper, but, you know, broker sounds so much
and this
more
was official. I mean, this was way before I was married, so we're talking probably 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And anyways, we go to this concert. We're both young bucks, think we're doing pretty well, but we paid like $250 a ticket at pre-inflation prices for like fourth row then. Because your first wife was a big fan, apparently. Yeah. And we didn't get anyone that took us up, so we had too many tickets. So you gave two tickets, I think. You know, I'd like to think it was for my sake. I was the single guy at that time. Yeah. Two pretty girls you give the tickets to. As fate would have it, right next to us, here are these two pretty girls as you've given You're them welcome. The ticket. Yes. Now, yes. You had your wife on your other side, but I had the two pretty girls. And they were dancing. It was a good time. And then they took a little intermission. And the girls never came back from buying beers or something. Next time we see them, the pretty girls are stage left dancing at the Bon Jovi concert on the stage. Richie Sambora, someone tapped them out, so they got to go dance on the stage, and we sat there with our empty seats and overpriced beers.
Are you mad that you didn't get the girl, or are you mad that you weren't able to dance on the stage with Richie Sambora?
I am mad that I got sucked into a John Bon Jovi concert.
Hey,
was like $500 in because I had
to. Financial decision. You chose, man. You didn't have to. You didn't have to. You don't have to buy those expensive tickets. You don't got to go. No one's forcing you.
You didn't tell me the price. You asked me if I want to go to the concert.
Oh, you knew the price. Come on, man. You know, here, let me just, and you know me, man. What's the price? It's high.
Yes, you are. 844-967-2789. Lisa from Middleton. They got the power back on? My wife texted me a little while ago. No power in Middleton still.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, that's not. No. Hey, guys. Hey, Dom. Hey, Crudy. And yeah, shout out to MG&E because our power went out Tuesday night with a lot of other people's, but ours was back on by like 10 in the morning. So I guess maybe.
Oh, nice.
Maybe this area is just a little bit more important than the rest.
Lisa, we had the power for the last couple of days, and then this afternoon MG&E is removing trees and apparently power lines because they've turned off our power since like noon today. They could have put a sign on the door, warned me.
Now you put the fear in me, because here I thought everything was okie dokie, but maybe now it isn't. But hey, I have a grievance.
Yes, ma'am.
Joe's call is what reminded me of this grievance, and it is this. when polling is done and they ask the question, do you think the country is headed in the right direction? And people say no. They seem to blame the current administration, Joe Biden, for that answer. But I think the stock market's up. You know, my retirement fund is doing well. My family's all doing well. Things are looking good. But the crazy Trumpers out there are making me really worried. And there's, you know, the wars and stuff. So I don't know why they always give the credit for a negative answer to Joe Biden.
Right track, wrong track, they often call that. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's whatever president is in charge. But the perception of the economy right now, Lisa, is just off base. And I'm not saying individuals aren't struggling in the economy. I almost jokingly said, retirement fund? What's that? Because a lot of people, a lot of the boomers are not saving for retirement because they're unable to. And I don't mean to make light of other people's financial circumstances. I've had my ups and downs. I am like a serial entrepreneur, Lisa. I am always one leap away from financial ruin in my life. My wife knows this, and yet she stays married to me. But at the end of the day, I think it's how you perceive your own financial circumstance and how you perceive that of your friends, your peer group. And it doesn't matter what the reality is. That becomes your reality.
And that's very subjective, Lisa. And I'm with you on that. I don't know that if someone says that they're down the wrong track, that it necessarily pertains to the current administration. There's lots of things that are going on in people's lives and lots of other factors. I mean, are we, if you ask me, are we going in the right direction? I mean, with the way the megas are exposed right now and the way this country, the tone of authoritarianism, all that, hell no. But is that Joe Biden's fault? Is that a progressive or Democratic fault? No, my concern is the hardline mega fascist. That, I think, is putting us in the wrong direction.
Gordy Kopke, our pal. How's it going, Gordy?
Hey, Gordy.
Hey, my only grievance is you boys are off playing, and I'm going to be working this weekend. But I'm working for a noble cause. Don't forget, we do our own little broadcast. We're raising funds for Badger Honor Flight to send our vets to Washington, yes, D.C. So here's an invitation to CJ. Come on out and put a few bucks in the bucket and have a broad or two. And also like to thank Scott Alba for coming out yesterday and doing a live broadcast. It was a great time.
Gordy, when is your Broadfest to raise money for the honor flights?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday from 10 to close, and I will be cooking the brats personally.
Gordy's Kopke's Greenhouse, our pal Gordy. Gordy, thanks for checking in, man. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Gordy.
Got to thank a couple of fine guests, Tom. They included badass Grandma Jill way back in the 3 o'clock hour talking about Enbridge Line 5 and our pal, Mike Clemens, sports reporter extraordinaire, Packer beat reporter. Hope you had a safe flight. He's flying right now to Boston. First pitch about 12 minutes from now. Hope he made it. Thank you
all. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Remember those who gave their lives and then party like they would want you to.
See you on the radio.